as we jaunt over to the interview lounge. The goal for my interview today is to introduce you to a new occasional contributor to the podcast. Many of you in the industry likely already know him. Jeff Kramer has been part of the fuel retail and convenience industry for more than four decades, including leading an 89-store chain that he sold in 2012. Today, he is managing director at NRC Realty and Capital Advisors, and I know what you're thinking. How convenient to have an executive from your sponsor on the show. But I swear, I've told him, this talk is not meant to be another ad for NRC. Rather, Jeff is a student of the C-store industry and an avid watcher of the U.S. economy and the industry's place in it. He's also a smart dude, and that's what we're going to explore here. Now, moving forward, I will occasionally be chatting with Jeff in short segments to get his insight into economic and M&A news or trends. So, I invite you to meet Jeff Kramer and welcome him to the pod. I will also note, everything he says here is Jeff Kramer's opinion and does not necessarily reflect the feelings of NRC Realty or this podcast. Without further ado, Jeff, thanks so much for joining us here in the Convenience Weekly Interview Lounge. Glad to have you.
Well, thank you, Steve, for that opportunity. Yeah, there's a lot happening in our industry, and it's always great being able to chat about it.
Yeah, agreed. Jeff, you and I have known each other for a pretty long time. You have an admirable story in convenience retail. I kind of want to introduce you to the listeners. So in 30 seconds to a minute, for anyone who doesn't know you already, explain your history in convenience stores.
Well, I've been in the industry overall for probably, at least 50 years now. And it's been in all aspects, refining and marketing, distribution, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But the primary part has been retail. And that, by definition, has evolved from gas stations to convenience stores to now food service. So right. It's a dynamic industry, and I've liked it a lot. That's where I've been spending most of my time. I used NRC about 12 years ago to help me sell my last company. And then since that time, I was asked to join NRC, and I think that was about 9 years ago.
Okay, so now you're working with NRC Realty. What is your role there?
Well, the main part of it is trying to find prospects that are looking to either sell their business or maybe sell parts of it or even individual stores, because I've been on that side of it and I know how difficult those decisions are. It's very hard because you're that business that you have, in many cases, you have three and fourth generation businesses even selling these days. It's a very, very difficult decision. It's almost like cutting off part of your left arm or something. Okay. And so I try to work through it with people like that, because it is a very hard thing, especially because so many of them are family businesses. And you have very difficult decisions to make sometimes regarding the ability of the family members to take over and also to do it in a harmonious way.
Yeah, absolutely. You also like to share your experience. You produce an occasional blog titled Observations from the Executive Suite. And our goal here on the podcast will to do something similar, to have you occasionally join me on the podcast to give your perspective and what's happening in the world and how it relates to C-stores. You game for that?
Yes, certainly. Anytime.
Excellent. Perfect. Thank you for that. Now we can get to the episode insights here. We'll start with something light, tariffs. The start date for the latest round of tariffs was delayed from August 1st. I believe now it's the 7th. And we're talking about additional tariffs on Canada, Mexico, India, Taiwan, and about a dozen other countries that I'm familiar with. As we speak, it's August 5th. So we're ahead of those kicking in. So I'm hopeful not too much changes between recording and this publishing. But what are your expectations as the new tariffs kick in?
Well, I'm trying to only focus to the big picture. And the real bottom line is that before all of the tariffs got cooking, We're tariff money maybe comprised 3% of our overall budget requirement. Now, and the amount of money that we're spending as a country, and regarding deficits, et cetera, that same 3% number, as we speak today, is already averaging around 17%. That's a huge number and a huge delta. The hope, though, I believe, is primarily, at least, to be able to use that money to help apply against our deficits and try not to force interest rates too high, because we, as a country now, we are very dependent on foreign sources for some of the capital spending that we need. You can see that because President Trump has been traveling the world trying to get financial commitments, either in debt or equity, or any way he can, for them to be making investments in the U.S. So that will help. But we don't know, first of all, how big that will be. But second of all, and most important, how will it impact our economy and the rest of the world's? Because by definition, somebody's got to pay them. So that is by definition inflationary. And a little bit of inflation is fine. It's wonderful. But if it starts to get more out of hand, it's a serious problem. And the interest rate in our business is extremely important, not just the Federal Reserve rate, but even more important are the longer term rates, because those are what are determining capital spending requirements, because you don't get a return instantaneously when you're making a big investment that takes several years to build and construct. You've got to be thinking ahead, and that's what the banks try to do, focusing on longer term rates.
One of the concerns beyond the economic side of things, specific to retail and convenience, are anticipated supply chain shortages. What do you expect there?
I think it's still a very large unknown, because we don't really know how it's going to impact things for some time. First of all, there are a lot of people who can take some hits for a while. The tariffing company, the tariffing country, the country that's going to be the recipient, and their companies, and they're even the consumers to some extent through higher prices. So how all that will shake out depends a little on the rest of the economy. In the meantime, though, too, there are many critical elements that are needed. For example, many key elements in the automobile industry, which we're now number two in the world, but number two is still important. And we still sell a lot of cars overseas that are manufactured here. But there are some very important materials that are going to be taxed very, very heavily if nothing changes. The way it appears is that some of the key countries, including China, where a lot of this partially began, are some of the last ones to go, because they're critical, particularly for other items like semiconductors.
One quick note here, Jeff meant to say, like semiconductors.
Which I've called the new oil. And because it's that important for the future of artificial intelligence, which is a very key element behind our growth, but also and our prominence in the world, but also because of all of the implications that go along with it. And China's our number one competitor.
Yes, certainly there's been a lot of talk about those big dollar items, vehicles and what have you. But I've reported on the podcast about concerns for cocoa prices, coffee beans, and the original oil. In your latest blog, you had noted that retailers are still enjoying elevated profit margins post-COVID. Do you think because of that, they'll be more willing to eat the tariffs?
I think they will, because if you're coming into a soft spot in the economy at the same time, if you're not competitive, you're going to be also risking significant volume losses. And we've been already suffering significant volume losses in our key items, and namely in fuel volume in store items volume, because partly because prices have gone up so much, but even in food service, because people are eating more from home, they're trying to eat a little healthier, et cetera. And food service needs volume very badly.
Yes, absolutely. So keep those prices competitive, keep people coming through the door, right?
Correct. And that's partly why we're reading so much about AI and optimization for profit, not only optimization for any one particular item, but how they interact with the other items in your store, because you may have a very good reputation for certain items. I'm thinking in terms of Casey's with pizza. And so they have a different strategy than a company that maybe doesn't even have pizza. So, and it's very localized. And that's where AI can be doing wonders for the companies that can stay ahead of technology.
Interesting. Good thought. Is there anything we can learn from history? In his first term, Trump boosted tariffs on some imports, primarily steel and aluminum, other raw products. Can you draw any conclusions about how that affected consumer prices that could stand as an example of what we might see this fall?
Unfortunately, we cannot. Those were relatively small. They were very difficult to enforce. You need quite a serious enforcement mechanism to be able to handle that. And I think there were just really tests at that time. I mean, let's be honest about it. Trump had 4 years to study the impacts and whether they were beneficial or impactful or not. And I think he is trying something that's definitely more different and more forceful.
Great. So let's bring this all back to the C-store industry and the M&A market specifically. What are you anticipating the results of tariffs might be?
I don't think the tariffs per se are going to be that impactful, other than how they impact the overall economy, because the economy has very severe soft spots in housing and automobiles, even consumer spending, especially on the low end. So I think the economic impact from tariffs is far more important. And as you can see, that's still uncertain. We're still yet to be seen.
So perhaps a conclusion would be expect less money in the pocket as people walk through the door.
I think that is a pressure for sure. And let's face it, we have a lot of things that are luxury items, some of which even affect health. And so they may be cutting back some, and there are even a lot of health trends that have changed dramatically as we learn more about foods, especially processed foods. And so there is a push for fresh. And so it's very, very important that that people understand what those trends are, because keeping up with those trends is going to be very critical.
Well, excellent thoughts. Jeff, any concluding ideas before we call it a day?
Well, I think the main thing is the same as it's been. Convenience is very important. People have only so much time to run their lives and their families, et cetera. And so convenience is always going to be there as a number one important industry, but it is getting more complex, no question. We've enjoyed a few fantastic years. COVID helped, certainly. But the bottom line is the competition is back, and we're going to have to be all prepared for it as consumers, as buyers of companies, and as sellers of companies.
Right. Interesting. Really good insights, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us on the podcast. Thanks so much for connecting.
Well, thank you very much, Steve, and I'm always glad to do it and appreciate it. And I wish everyone well, and we'll be seeing you soon. The industry's got some important meetings coming up.
Yes, it's true. And we can address some of those on future cut podcasts. How's that?
Absolutely, for sure.
Excellent. Thanks so
Thank
much.
you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Thanks again to Jeff Kramer for joining the pod. Jeff is Managing Director at NRC Realty and Capital Advisors based in Chicago. He will occasionally be contributing his thoughts to the podcast moving forward, and everything he says here is Jeff's opinion and does not necessarily reflect the feelings of NRC Realty or this podcast.